Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Atlanta Falcons at 1-2 have yet to hit their stride this season. The Patriots at 3-0 are about to hit what could be their toughest stretch of the season. These are the two teams that lost on Championship Sunday last year, failing to reach the Super Bowl, and they go head-to-head this Sunday night. It's intriguing in many ways, including at quarterback, as the Patriots have yet to face a QB the caliber of Matt Ryan. That's where we begin this week's opponent preview. Tom Brady was complimenting Matt Ryan's nickname on Wednesday when he said,
"I know, Matty Ice is pretty sweet."
But he just as easily could have been talking about his counterpart's talent level and ability. Last season, Ryan set franchise records in virtually every meaningful quarterback category. This year, he's top five in the NFL in touchdown passes and completion percentage. Despite a shaky overall start for the Falcons, Ryan doesn't seem to be the problem, at least not in the eyes of his opponents.
He's smart. I mean, he run that offense to a T. And any situation you put him in, he can put the team in the right situation. So, hands down, he's one of the best.
He came in the league good already. I mean, he came in, I think they went to the playoffs or something. So, he came in the league and been successful since he's been here. But you definitely could see the maturity with like less interceptions and just control of the offense.
Ryan has had a chance to develop strong chemistry over the last few years with his potent weapons, like Falcons all-time receptions leader Roddy White, the explosive Julio Jones, and all-time great tight end Tony Gonzalez, the second leading receiver in NFL history. Gonzalez has a touchdown this year, but only has one score in eight career outings against the Pats. Meanwhile, the Falcons could be shorthanded at running back, as Steven Jackson missed last week's game with a hamstring injury and is expected to be out this week as well. The spotlight instead shines on Jason Snelling and Jaquizz Rodgers.
They run the ball very well. When they do decide to run the ball, they run it well. And they have the backs, they have the offensive line to run, they have everything. When they throw the ball, they have everybody in the passing game. So it's just a perfect offense.
Could this be the week that the Pats turn around their offensive woes inside the red zone? Brady and company are last in the league inside the 20, scoring just four touchdowns in 13 trips. Atlanta defensively gives up TDs on 70% of opponents' red zone trips. The Falcons added O.C. Umenyura this offseason, and the former Giant has made a huge impact.
He's got speed, he's got strength, he's got a wide set of moves, and he knows the game really well.
They've got some solid players. They're a physical defense. They're big, they move, they fly around. And for us, we're just going to have to go in there and I say focus on us. You know, we can't focus too much on Atlanta. We're going to have to follow our keys and our assignments. And that's what our coaches do a spectacular job of doing every week, is giving us our keys and what we need to look at.
Keep a close eye on the Patriots running game this weekend. The three-headed backfield of Stephen Ridley, LeGarrette Blount, and Brandon Bolden. The Falcons are fifth in the NFL against the run. They've only allowed one rushing touchdown this season. So finding success in the run game and in the red zone will be among the challenges for the Pats. That's going to do it for this week's opponent preview, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.